Stick around and I'll show you how you can work your way around that old toaster. I mean, Alan Organ. Here on episode 102 of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Right now!
Christos Vincit Anywhere! Episode number 102! And now, the man who can short out objects that don't even run on electricity, Brian Michael Page.
Tequila. Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbriani Smikaelis Pagina. We are in the 30th week of Ordinary Time. 30th week, man, time's flying. 22nd week after Pentecost, and our 102nd episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. That half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. Well, last week we finally got a Christos Vincit TV video cast in the mix. Anyone who saw it got to see the list of tunes that we did at Holy Mass on Sunday, October 21st, the extraordinary form of the Mass that took place at St. Leo the Great Church in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. After Mass, I was asked by the pastor if I could take on the extraordinary form of the Mass from there on, and of course I said, absolutely. No, I'm not leaving Holy Ghost. This is a non-conflicting appointment. Next extraordinary form at St. Leo's will be on Sunday, November 18th. That will be at 5 p.m. And later on in this episode, you'll hear a track from the Mass we did last week. Back to the topic of the video cast, those who did see it last week, what'd you think of them squirrels, eh? I got a comment on our message board from Mary in Seattle. The Squirrels Rule is the title of her post, and she writes, great new CVTV episode. That's cool that you're going to get to regularly play the Low Latin Mass monthly. Also, love the squirrel segment. Hope you have a good week. Thank you, Mary. Hopefully that low mass will eventually become high mass. But right now, you got to start small, test the water, you know, make sure it's okay. And if it is, then you can get into bigger, better things. That is, of course, we got to make sure the interest is good for a bit. And if it is, you know, maybe you can get into high mass and see what happens from there. But in the meantime, the squirrels have spoken. The Allen Organ Company was a pioneer in building electronic organs that emulate pipes. By no means are these the same as a pipe organ. Don't get me misquoted here. If anything, they're definitely an economical alternative for those parishes who just can't afford a decent pipe organ whatsoever. They're definitely better than any Hammond that's entered any church, that's for sure. I'll give them that much. But we'll be talking about how to work around this one particular older Allen model, and then we'll be talking about that on today's show. But first, let's say hi to them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you there, Jungle Mix Creatures. Well, let's check out what we have here. We have the 30th week of Ordinary Time and the 22nd week after Pentecost. Now, there are not many feasts going on this week, but the ones that will be going on in both forms of the Mass are very important. First, let's take a note here. Monday the 29th, Tuesday the 30th, and Wednesday the 31st in both forms of the Mass, Ferrier. That's it, Ferrier. So now we go into Thursday, November 1st, both forms, All Saints, a holy day of obligation. We will be doing Mass in the ordinary form at Holy Ghost, 7 p.m. on that evening. Friday, November 2nd, in both forms, All Souls, not a holy day of obligation, but a day to commemorate all of the faithful departed. Saturday the 3rd, in the extraordinary form, Feria. In the ordinary form, there are two optionals. One is St. Martin de Porres, and the other one is the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. Finally, Sunday, November 4th, in the extraordinary form, 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, and in the ordinary form, 31st Sunday of Ordinary Time. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints. Time for another session of
In What We Have Done and In What We're Going to Do.
Okay, we kind of missed out on last week because we did our video cast. So we're going to have two versions of
What We Have Done.
One for the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time and one for the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time. Let's start with the 29th. Opening hymn for the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time. O God, our help in ages past. The Gloria, of course, was from Mass 8. The psalm of the day, Our Help is from the Lord who made heaven and earth, along with Psalm 121, setting by Michel Grimont. The Alleluia was the one by Gregory Murray. And now here's the offertory. There's our offertory for the 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time for the Beauty of the Earth. Text by Folliot Pierpoint. The tune, Dix, by Conrad Koscher. Ordinary of the Mass during the Liturgy of the Eucharist was the Community Mass by Richard Prue, the Lord's Prayer, the Sacramentary Chant in English. Communion, you satisfy the hungry heart with the gift of finest wheat. And the closing, Alleluia, sing to Jesus, one we haven't done in a while. Text by William Chatteron Dix, and the tune, Heifer-Doll, by Roland Hugh Pritchard. And now the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time, this Sunday just passed. By the way, if anybody celebrate Christ the King in the extraordinary form last Sunday, I didn't get that pleasure, but for the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time, Ordinary Form, the 10 o'clock Mass was interpreted in sign language and celebrated by Father Joseph Bruce, a Jesuit from Northern Rhode Island. He's also deaf himself. He did quite well. A couple of people wrote me and said that he was very hard to understand, but I think he did just fine. But anyways, here's our opening hymn for that weekend. That was our opening hymn for this weekend just passed. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Text based on Psalm 103, written by Henry Francis Light. The tune, Lauda Anima, by John Goss. Gloria 8 was also used for this weekend. The psalm, The Lord Hears the Cry of the Poor, along with Psalm 34, setting by Jeff Ostrovsky, from the Chabanel Psalms Project. And there'll be a link to that project, by the way, in the show notes. You can get these psalms online for free. They're very well written. The Alleluia for the weekend was the Mode 6 Alleluia, and using Tone 6 for the verse of the day. And now here's our offertory for this past Sunday. Thank you. And there you just heard, "Oh Breathe on Me, Oh Breath of God," text by Edwin Hatch, an Irish tune called St. Columba. It's actually the same tune that's often used with "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." Ordinary of the Mass during the Liturgy of the Eucharist, the sung ordinary, was in Latin from the Jubilate Deo collection, with the Lord's Prayer coming from the Sacramentary in English. Communion for the day. This is the Feast of Victory for Our God, often referred to as Festival Canticle or Festival Canticle : Worthy is Christ. Text coming from Revelation of the Tune by Richard Hillert. Finally, the closing hymn, the classic Faith of Our Fathers. And now that we had a double dose of
what we have done,
now we're going to do a double dose of
what we're going to do.
First, this Thursday, All Saints, a holy day of obligation. Mass with music will be at 7 p.m. Opening hymn, For All the Saints, text by William Walsham Howe, and the tune, the classic Sine Nomine by Ralph Vaughan Williams. The Gloria, same as Sunday. The psalm, Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face, goes with Psalm 24, refrain music by J. Robert Carroll, and the verse music by Joseph Gillenot. The Alleluia by Gregory Murray will be used on this day. Offertory, God We Praise You, text by Christopher Idle, based on the Te Deum Laudamus, and the tune Nettleton, an early American tune dating back to 1813. For the ordinary, it'd be the same as the 29th Sunday, a community mass by Richard Prue and the Lord's Prayer in English. Communion. Remember, Lord, thy servants. Beatitudes based responsory, set to music by yours truly. Finally, the closing, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones, text by John A. Riley and the tune Lasst uns erfreuen, which many know with All Creatures of Our God and King. And then this Sunday coming, the 31st Sunday of Ordinary Time, the sung ordinary of the Mass will be exactly the same. It will be with the community Mass. Opening hymn, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Psalm of the Day, I Will Praise Your Name Forever, My King and My God, using Psalm 145, also set to music by yours truly. Offertory, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, text by Horatius Bonar, and the tune by Ralph Vaughan Williams, Kingsfold. Actually, it's an English tune adapted by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Communion Peace, Eat This Bread by Robert Battistini and Jacques Berthier. And the closing, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And we'll be back.
Houston, we have a problem.
Habemos Papam.
Podcasting from a parking lot in the Woodlands, Texas, it's the Catholic Hack with Joe McLean.
Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you.
1 Peter 3:15. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope.
Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven.
The Church of the Living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. 1 Timothy 3:15.
Do this in memory of me.
Hello and welcome to the Catholic Hack. I'm Joe McLean. This is a Catholic podcast dealing in matters of apologetics, spirituality, church teaching, and the Christian faith. Let's have the courage to proclaim that which Christ died to give us. Do you have an answer for the hope that lies within you? Well, let's journey together and get to that answer. Check out my blog at catholichack.blogspot.com or check me out on iTunes, The Catholic Hack, with Joe McLean. God bless you.
The Catholic Hack, the best in parking lot podcasting.
By the way, Joe McLean, the Catholic Hack himself, is selling Catholic Hack t-shirts. Proceeds will go to support Catholic families striving to live out the gospel message. These shirts are available in sizes small through 5X. Get yours today. The link will be in today's show notes. Don't do this at church. The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass in 60 seconds and reenacted by liturgical dancing squirrels.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Diapasons become dulciana. Diapasons become viola. Flutes become stopped. Fred becomes Barney. Porky becomes Daffy. If your parish has an Allen electronic organ built somewhere in the 1960s, you might have seen some of these stop tabs. Strings become Celeste. Frank Perdue becomes Colonel Sanders. You get the idea. Anywho, back in the late 50s and into the 60s, the Allen Organ Company had built the TC series of organs. These were known as transistor church organs. In many cases, these organs were built for interim use in churches, usually until a new pipe organ is built or the existing pipe organ is rebuilt, repaired, or whatever. In some cases, perhaps concert organists at the time may have used one of these for touring, you know, something a little more portable, you know, an organ that they can call their own, you know, for your rock stars use guitars of their own and whatnot. The late Virgil Fox used a larger Allen for touring back in the late 70s. Of course, this was a later model as well. It was a four-manual model that utilized alterable voice cards, perhaps the topic of a later podcast. But for now, back to the TC series. Now, the stop tab that I mentioned earlier, well, the first three anyways, can be found on this series of organs. I've actually played on a few organs like this in the past, and played one just a couple of Sundays ago, matter of fact. I don't know if it was a TC1, TC2, TC4, 6. Maybe it was a TC27.5 or a 3 to the 8th power, I don't know. But I think I can safely say this. These organs, on the most part, sounded a lot closer to pipe organs without actually being pipe organs than any other electronic organ at that time. Now, of course, they're still not as real as pipe organs by any means. Nothing can beat or perfectly imitate a real pipe organ. That is a truth. But it was by far the best attempt, I would say, at that time. Now, of course, Hammond, on the other hand, was too busy being Hammond. They were then, and they are still now, a good organ for secular purposes, rock and roll, jazz, the ballpark, but that's about it. You listen to a Hammond, and then you listen to a Lowry that's typically placed in one's living room. Same yucky thing. So now, here we are at the console of this one Allen TC series, and here's the stop list. On the pedal, we have the open diapason and the Liebling Gedicht, both at 16 foot. The Liebling Gedicht is a small stopped flute, like a bourdon. At 8 foot, there's the flute in the principal. Then there's the quint at 5 1/3 foot. And finally, the 4 foot octave, which is a smaller, higher pitched diapason. On the swell, there's a double diapason and the Lieblich Gedeck, both at 16 foot. At 8 foot, a diapason, a geigen, which is a smaller diapason, a flute, an oboe, and a trumpet, all at 8 foot. At 4 foot, the octave and the flute. And we also have a 2 2/3 foot nazad, a 2 foot piccolo, a tierce at 1 3/5 foot, a larago at 1 1/3 foot, and finally a 1 foot fife. You'll notice, by the way, the tabs for the reeds are mixed right in with the flute tabs. Most real pipe organs, and even the late model digitals, put their reed tabs at the end of the rack. And many even use a different color, like red, to imprint the name of the reed stop, while the flute tabs are imprinted in black. Now, on the great, there's a 16-foot Lieblich Gedeck again. At 8 foot, the open diapason, a flute, and a clarinet. At 4 foot, an octave and a flute. Then there's the 2 2/3 nazad. And finally, the 2 foot super octave and piccolo. Finally, the tabs marked under general consist of the following. Celeste strings. Diapasons become viola. Diapasons become dulciana. Flutes become stopped. You might even find something like diapason gyro off. That particular tab actually regulates whether or not that particular speaker within a speaker cabinet will actually rotate. Yes, the speaker for the diapason on these models actually physically rotate at about the speed of a 45 RPM record. I've actually seen this happen. It's hilarious. But now we're going to bring you to four little tips on how to work around the Allen TC series. Tip number one. Beware of the reed stops. The oboe on this particular model isn't bad. However, the trumpet and clarinet sound so much alike. They basically sound as if there's a 2 2/3 stop being mixed in with it. They can easily be compared to one or more of the black natural keys at the very left of the Hammond B3. You might get away with one of them as a solo reed, but never, 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 never use these reeds in chorus. The trumpet and clarinet, that is. The oboe, on the other hand, isn't bad at all. It can actually blend rather nicely in chorus and serve as a solo. Just not the trumpet and clarinet. Tip number two. The manual flutes work well on their own, but adding them to your typical hymn combination, the 8, 4, and 2-foot diapasons, adding those flutes can make it sound too fat, with the exception of that 2-foot piccolo. The piccolo, in fact, enhances it some, makes it even brighter. Though it doesn't fully make up for the absence of, we'll say, a good 3 or 4 rank mixture. The 8 and 4 foot flutes, with only the 8 foot principal, makes for something somewhat dark, yet punchy. Tip number three. Beware of the mutations. First of all, for those who are not organists, a mutation is a stop that is pitched at one of those measurements with fractions in it, like 2 2/3 foot. The note played is not really the note you're playing, but a harmonic thereof. For example, stops that are pitched at 2 2/3 foot, or a foot and a third, as well as that pedal stop that's pitched at 5 1/3 foot, are pitched at the fifth. In other words, if you play a C on one of these stops, and only one of these stops, no other stops mixed with it now, if you play the C, you're going to hear a G. Now, if you play a C on the 1 3/5 foot tierce, you'll get the third, which is E. I tend to treat these like I do the trumpet and the clarinet, of course combined with a flute, that is. They may work well as solos in some passages, but try to avoid them in chorus. Tip number four. The general tabs, diapasons become viola, diapasons become dulciana, and Celeste strings. These are quite nice for soft preludes and such, and even soft interludes. But when you're ready to switch to your 8-4-2 hymn combination, make sure you cancel, that is, shut off, these three tabs. Otherwise, you will no longer feel like you're playing a processional hymn in church, but you are leading on the fans in Fenway Park. Now for our musical guest, Valerie Mayette. Okay, you just heard Valerie Mayette singing Mozart's Ave Verum. This was sung at the extraordinary form of the Mass at St. Leo the Great Church a couple of Sundays ago. By the way, if you listen closely enough at the end, you'll notice how nicely this was timed. Remember, this was the offertory hymn now. You can barely hear towards the end the celebrant as he turns to the people and says, Orate Fratres. That I usually consider to be the signal to end the music. Anyways, you can check out St. Leo's Parish website, www.stleoparish.com. Crystal's Vintage presents Crystal's Vintage Sports. And here are your snarky sportscasters, Brian and Seamus.
Greetings, sports fans. Crystal's Vintage Sports has wheeled its mobile sports desk into the Golden Schlepp Club, where Seamus, Ferguson, and Sean all hang out. And man, it's rowdy in here. And you know why?
It's because I did the victory limbo without falling on my tuchus.
Yes, you did, but that's not why we're really here. You see, the reason you did the victory limbo is because Cardinal O'Malley Red Sox, no relation to Fergus O'Malley, by the way, just won the World Series.
Yeah, and what a smoke show it was. The Sox swept the Archbishop Shepherd Rockies by scores of 13-1, 2-1, 10-5, and 4-3. Even Daihatsu Mitsubishi managed to win one.
Oh, you mean Daisuke Matsuzaka?
Yeah, whatever. And who's that other one there? Hyundai Opajamas?
Oh, Hideki Okajima.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, even a nice cold Coors Field, the Sox were red hot. Hey, speaking of Coors, someone pass me a Killian's Red, will ya?
Well, while Seamus is doubting about his 15th brewski in just this hour alone, let's go over to the NFL for a second. Hey, did anyone see them Patriots last Sunday? What do you think of that smoke show? I've been waiting all year for the Pats to rack up 50 or more points. They've been, like, way overdue. They ran roughshod all over those Archbishop World Redskins, 52-7. Now the Pats are 8-0 so far this season. Next week, they play the only other undefeated team left, the Archbishop Buchline Colts. The Colts are 7-0, but that's because they've already had their week off. The Pats will get their week off after they play the Colts.
Hey, one more Killian's over here, will you please?
Sorry, lad, you were way past your limit.
Hey, I once heard that line in a eulogy.
Crystal's Vintage.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
Ego sum brianis micaelis pagina, et hanc vebo ad scripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Get the two podcast alley, or go to dig.com. Old Crystal's Vintage anywhere, says that snark with the facial hair. So let's vote for our podcast. If we don't win, that's okay, for it's one quick click of your mouse. Vote for us today.
Hey, Brian Michael Page from Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Don't forget to give us that vote at Podcast Alley or go to dig.com and give us your dig. It's quick and easy and one or two easy steps. Also, don't forget to leave us some feedback at the message boards.
Or it's one quick click of your mouse, vote for us today.
And while you're at it, please don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Leap.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Also, beginning on All Saints Day, November 1st, please consider voting Crystal's Vintage, the blog, for Best Religion Blog in the 2007 Weblog Awards. Awards will be given out on Thursday, November 8th. A link will be in the show notes. By the way, some of you may try to correct me when I say that we are in the 22nd week after Pentecost. Well, we actually are in the 22nd week after Pentecost, although this past Sunday in the extraordinary form was the solemnity of Christ the King. You got that now? Christ the King was this Sunday. The rest of the week is the 22nd week after Pentecost. I want to thank you all for joining me today. Tune in again next week for another lame brain hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere, or maybe from our video cast, Christos Vincit TV. All depends on what mood I'm in. In the interim, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unos, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and...
Oh, yeah,
the Christos Vincit Network.
Made on a crappy PC.